When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Every year, around 8,000 people in the UK develop a cancer in their esophagus. That's the tube that connects the back of the throat to the stomach. The majority of these people have detectable changes in the cells lining the esophagus for many years before they actually develop the cancer. These changes are referred to as Barrett's esophagus, but only a minority of people with Barrett's, which is actually relatively common, will go on to develop cancer. And that makes screening for the disease an expensive headache. Now, Rebecca Fitzgerald, a doctor from Cambridge, has developed a sponge packed into a pill on the end of a string. It's swallowed and then retrieved, bringing with it a sample of cells from the full length of the esophagus. The DNA profile of these cells can then be used to pinpoint danger signs pointing towards a developing cancer.
So what we're trying to find is the precancerous change, which actually occurs years before the cancer ever develops. And this is called Barrett's esophagus, after the surgeon Norman Barrett, who discovered it. Although most patients with Barrett's won't get cancer, there's a gradual progression through cell changes, which we call dysplasia, to the cancer. The flip side and the challenge for us as clinical scientists is that most people with Barrett's will not develop a cancer. So what we want to do is develop a test that will really highlight those patients with Barrett's at particular risk. We don't want to make more people worried unnecessarily. We want a really good test that's very accurate that will find us those particular patients at very high risk.
More importantly, if you identify someone with a Barrett's esophagus, can you do anything about that at that stage to stop them becoming one of those esophageal cancer victims?
So that, of course, is the crux of it, because unless we can do something, there's no point looking. And in the past, we used to have to offer our patients with early cancers or high-grade dysplasia in Barrett's a very morbid treatment, which is removing their esophagus. But now actually we have fantastic treatments that have developed over the last 10 years, which can be done as an outpatient through the endoscope, through the camera test.
But you don't do that to everyone with Barrett's. So I suppose the crux of the problem is identifying who has got Barrett's esophagus and who has got Barrett's esophagus needs one of those treatments.
Yes. So that's exactly right, and that's really, really important, because at the moment most patients with Barrett's aren't diagnosed, but those that do are then put through quite a burdensome monitoring program, and a lot of them at very low risk. And if we had a better test, we could actually tell them, you have Barrett's, but we don't think you need to worry about it.
And you think you have that better test?
So I think we're getting close. What our approach has been is twofold, really. One is to do with how you collect a good sample that could be done at the GP surgery. That's the first piece. And the second piece is then what you do with that sample when you've got it. So we want to move away from pathologists having to look for hours down a microscope, making quite difficult, complicated decisions based on the appearance of the cells, and have an objective test that would give you a readout that would say this is very low risk, this is high risk.
Go on then, talk me through it. What is the test? How does it work and how does it deliver all those objectives?
It's a little capsule on a string, which is about the size of a multivitamin pill. So this is how it is before it's swallowed. This is the capsule version.
It's a black tablet. It's about, what, a centimetre and a half by maybe 5 millimetres across. I would just, what, pop that in my mouth and literally swallow
it. Exactly. Swallow it down with some water. So you can have a drink of water with this. You just do it sitting up. You don't need any sedation or spray or anything like that.
It's on a big blue string, foot and a half long. I'm mixing my imperial and metric here. But it's a foot and a half, 2 feet long, isn't it?
Right.
So that's, what, far enough to get down almost to the junction between the esophagus and the stomach.
Exactly. So we want this to go down about 50 centimetres, if I can go back to centimetres. The capsule dissolve and that takes about 3 or 4 minutes, and as soon as it's dissolved, out pops the compressed sponge, which is basically squashed inside that capsule.
So yes, this is much larger, isn't it? This is a good couple of centimetres across. It's like a ball that's puffed up.
It's like a ball.
It's a spiky ball. It's a bit like a sea urchin.
It's a bit like a sea urchin. And you can imagine this will trap cells on the surface and within the matrix of this kind of honeycomb mesh.
You would then what? And leave it there or withdraw?
The nurse pulls it out and pulls back quite quickly so that they're removing it, which is a bit unpleasant. It just makes your eyes water. And that just goes straight into a specimen pot that just then goes to the lab.
What do the lab do once they get that?
They spin the cells off from this, it's amazing, you get about 500,000 to 1 million cells.
What do you do then? Get the DNA out of the cells?
So the first step, we actually chose a protein-based test. So this is a protein that we discovered in the lab some years ago now, is very specific for Barrett's esophagus. It's called TREFL factor 3. If that was positive, then we would look and see, is the DNA looking worrying? Are there cancerous signs?
Apart from the practicalities of you could do that in general practice, it does take very little time. It's much more convenient than an endoscopy. What else does this buy you over having to do an endoscopy in looking at the average person who might or might not have Barrett's?
So I think one very important thing this buys you is that you don't have sampling bias. So a busy gastroenterologist will often take just a small number of biopsies and they can miss the spot. And that's sometimes currently why cancers occur in patients who've got Barrett's and it hasn't been spotted. The nice thing about this test is that it takes a sweep up the whole esophagus. And in our recent paper that's just been published, we did an experiment to just see how good a sample do we get on the sponge. Do we capture all the areas evenly that would be of interest? And what we did was we worked out a very detailed map of the DNA fingerprints in biopsies from patients with Barrett's esophagus. And then if we looked at the exact same mutations in one single sponge sample from that patient, we could see the whole map in one go.
Why else is this a bonus for the NHS?
Well, the cost. I don't have a price for this yet, but an endoscopy costs around £400 if you do biopsies. Plus, you're going to have to take the time of the day off work to go and have it done. You're going to have to recover from your sedation. You're going to have to find a car parking space at the hospital and go through the stress of that. So the attraction of this is, you know, really convenient for the patient and less expensive for the NHS.
Rebecca Fitzgerald talking about the work she's just published in Nature Genetics.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.